Hello, and welcome to New Hope Christian Fellowship with Pastor John Gilbert.
Since you've been a believer, haven't you? Put your hand up if you haven't heard that. They went from Nazareth to Bethlehem, sort of like 80 miles, quite a long way. And whether it was on a donkey, we do not know all the facts. But when they got there, there was no room for them in the inn. So what happened? The inn is like a hotel, isn't it? You all know that. So hotels have car parks, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, nowadays they do. But in Jesus' day, or in Joseph and Mary, they would have had a stable. Why would they have a stable? To park the donkey. Or the cow, or whatever it was they rode on, wasn't it? So it was kind of like a garage. Is that not right? Something dry. Oh, it's the heating. The heating has dried me out, and that's why I'm coughing. Huh? So, that's what's happened. I've got dried out. And, I'm going to cough. Alright, so anyway, there was no room for him. There we go. Okay, so it's Luke 2. Can you go back to Luke 2. What a disaster. Verse 1, Dom. And it came to pass, because I can't, can someone read it for us?
And it came to pass in those days that there was a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this tax was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, who was great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought her firstborn son, and wrapped her in swaddling cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
There we go. There was no room for them in the inn. Fellas, what if the wife was pregnant and we couldn't get to West Watford Hospital, yeah? So we decided to go to the local hotel, or a hotel that was 80 miles away, because that's what it was like. They had to go to the place of their birth, long way away. And you got to take your wife, she's 9 months pregnant, or I don't know, could have been 6 months pregnant, I don't know. But you've got to take responsibility, haven't you, to look after the wife and your future little baby. So anyway, no room in the inn. Do you think over time things could improve? Do you think that hotels could be reformed? You know, like the government is constantly trying to reform laws and legislations, aren't they? Have you noticed that? They're trying to reform everything, you know? Well, would you think that after 2,000 years, that inns could have been reformed to such a degree that if a pregnant lady turns up, you're going to let her have a baby in the hotel. Could we say yes to that?
Yes.
It's not the case. I'm sad to say it hasn't been the case, because after 2,000 years of this nativity story, there's still no room in the inn. And what do I mean by that? Well, I'm going to show you. Recently, Maya and I, we've been to the Philippines. And we had 3 weeks holiday in my favourite place.
What? Eat something.
Oh, God. Yes, boss. So I've got to eat something. I'll try to do everything at once. So recently we've been away. Now, you know, this is a busy time of year, isn't it? And to have a 3 week holiday, living in luxury, swimming in swimming pools, on the hotel route, 20 floors up in Alabang, Metro Manila, that's a bit taxing on the body, isn't it? It's a bit hard work. Well, I was enjoying myself and I liked it. It was wonderful. But it puts pressure on your time, doesn't it? And we've come home, and guess what? We got no Christmas cards. We got no Christmas presents. Very little money, you know. We spent it all, didn't we, Mayette? You know, we'd done what we wanted to do because we had a nice holiday. So my first port of call was to go out and look for some Christmas cards. And that's what I've done. Went Christmas card shopping. Now, last year and the year before, I had my computer at home, Dominic. It's not at home anymore because it's in the cupboard. And I haven't been able to go on the computer, the laptop, to buy something online. So this year, sounds like a song, doesn't it? Last year I bought my things online, but this year I had to, doesn't it? Could be a hit for next Christmas. So this year I went round all the shops looking for Christmas cards. And, you know, it's easy to buy things on the eBay or the Google, isn't it? Just get your laptop out. But I'm going to tell you, I've been to about a dozen shops, and I've been going round, Jackie, and I've been asking for Christmas cards with the nativity scene on it. And it was like, sorry, we haven't got any of those at the first shop. Went to the second shop. No, we don't sell anything like that. Nothing religious. Well, for me, it's not kind of religious. It's just like my life. It's what we live for, isn't it? And I have to say, I've been looking for these nativity Christmas cards. And what happened, it became a bit of a survey. That's what I've been up to. Instead of just been going around one shop to another, and no one's got Christmas cards with a nativity scene on it. How sad is that? It's heartbreaking. Anyway, it's kind of like Thursday, or I think I was at Leverstock Green News Agents, and there's an Asian couple that managed the post office. The lady behind the counter, they're not Christians. They don't look like Muslims. They might be, but they look like Hindus. And I said to them, have you got any of these cards? And they did. But they didn't have a box set. I wanted 3 boxes to send out to everybody. But they got in individual cards. They're £2.55 each. Now, if you're going to buy 30 cards, anyone who want to do the maths? It's expensive. That's what I thought, Jackie. Then you got to buy stamps. 68 pence each at second class. It's a lot of money, isn't it? So I said to her, thank you so much for, you know, the fact that you're selling these cards. I was really happy that I saw one. And she, do you know what she said to me? This is not a... Come in. Come on. Come on, somebody, please. Come in. Let them sit down, eh? Hello, hello. Let them all sit down. Hello, birthday girl. Oh. So, anyway, I'm telling her testimony, Rhea, of my Christmas card nativity hunt. All right? That's what I'm talking. I'm telling everybody about buying Christmas cards. So she had one single one. She had a couple of them, but they were $2.55 each. I've told you this, all right? So, do you know what she said to me? This Jesus Christ, he's not in Christmas anymore, is he? I couldn't believe what I was hearing. A lady who doesn't believe in Jesus, but she knows that Christmas in Great Britain got nothing to do with Jesus Christ. What do you say? What do you say? Are we a Christian country? The Philippines is more a Christian country than Great Britain. Isn't it, Nika? You know, even though... I was shocked. And it was the words from her mouth. And I told her, I said, did you not? I don't know if you know much about the Nativity story, but I said, in the Nativity story, it says that there was no room for Mary and Joseph or Jesus in the inn. And I said, I don't think there's any room for Jesus in this world today. And she agreed with me. And she's not even a Christian. How sad is that? Going to tell you. I looked at all the cards. I scrutinised some of them and I did think of getting my phone out and photographing all the cards that they got on the racks and went to 12 shops, maybe more. It's terrible. I said to myself, if I set a business up to produce nativity scene Christmas cards, I could be a millionaire this time next year. Me and Del Boy and Rodney. I've got to look for Rodney to help me. Hey, Liam.
Yes.
You can get Christmas cards galore. But they got snowmen on them. Yeah? They got big fat snowmen. I can get a Christmas card with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on it. I can get loads of them. And even Father Christmas. I can get a Father Christmas Christmas card. I can get him young. I can get him looking old. I can get him sitting down. I can get him, you know, trying to fill his sack or going down the chimney. You know, I can get many of them. I can get Christmas cards with Robin the Redbreast on them, right? And other birds. I looked at them all. I can get Christmas cards with Christmas trees on them. And I went to B&M. I think it was B&M. No, it was another shop. And I saw a Christmas card with Spider-Man on it, right? How about that? Even Spider-Man is getting on the Christmas cards. Do you know what? One day we won't be celebrating Jesus at Christmas. People will be celebrating Spider-Man at Christmas. That's what's happening. You can even get, did you say Winnie the Pooh? Yes. You can get teddy bears. I've seen that, Jackie. Mickey Mouse. She's right. Mickey Mouse. He's even on it. You see, all these things have taken over Jesus Christ. How sad is that? Should we be alarmed? Well, should we? At the first Christmas, there was no room for Jesus. So why should there be room for Jesus at this Christmas? Why?
We should be alarmed, Brother John. That's why it should compel us to share the true meaning of Christmas.
There we go. There we go. So I'm raising an issue. Because if I, Nika, so, you know, like last year and the year before, I went online. I went to a Christmas card website and they got millions of Christmas cards with the nativity scene on it, right? But they're in somewhere else somewhere. And someone packed them for me. It was easy. It was like the blind, being led by the blind, because I didn't see the issue last year or the year before, but I'm seeing it this year because I bothered to go out looking for the Christmas cards. You see what I'm saying? So, in fact, everything is involved in Christmas. Whether it's Mickey Mouse, teddy bears, Spider-Man, Santa Claus, snowmen, all they're all involved. Christmas is about all those things. But not Jesus. It's sad. I've been to many shops. I went to B&M. Someone told me, go to B&M, go to Wilco's, and go to Poundland. Guess what? I went there and all. But I want to tell you what happened. At the B&M, I said to this lady, she was dressed up in a B&M outfit. I said, excuse me. She said, what's that? She was an Australian. What's that? How does an Aussie talk? Bit like that. All right, Sheila. So I've talked to this lady, an Australian. I said, excuse me, I'm looking for some Christmas cards. And I'm after the nativity scene on the Christmas card. And she looked at me, she said, we don't have any of those. We got everything else, but not those. My heart sank, as it did in other shops. Do you know what she said to me? Christmas has lost its meaning, hasn't it? This is a stranger from Australia. Even she knows. I said to you, the lady at the Leverstock, she knew, and she's not even a Christian. Christmas has lost its meaning. And we ought to weep. We ought to be concerned, as Nika says. It should break our hearts. So the true meaning of Christmas is missing. And I told her what I told the lady at Levy Green. I said, do you know the story about the nativity? Do you know the story about Mary and Joseph going to Bethlehem and there not being any room at the inn? She didn't really say she did, but I was realizing myself, there's no room in the inn. What is the inn? Well, it was a hotel. It was somewhere where people could stay. But that inn pictures the world. That inn pictures our world. And in our world, there's no room for Jesus Christ. Very sad. The facts are true. The Bible shows us there was no room for them. And there's no room now when there wasn't any room then. So, the only people, let me say this to you, the only people who are involved in the true Christmas story, yeah, who are they? Is it Mr. Snowman? Is it Spider-Man or Mickey Mouse? They're not the people that were involved in the gospel story. We read of God. God sent his angel Gabriel. We read of the Holy Spirit, because Mary could only get pregnant because of the Holy Spirit would come upon her. So said Gabriel. Gabriel was involved. Mary was involved. Joseph was involved. Hey? The angels were involved. I don't know if I've already mentioned them. If you read Luke's Gospel, you'll know that there was a lady called Elizabeth and Zachariah. I mean, they were involved indirectly, weren't they? Because it's all in the Gospel story. Have I missed anybody? The shepherds were involved.
The wise men
were involved.
Yeah. Later, but the thing is
let's not have an argument. Come on. Hey? I mean, should we break it up into sides now, right? We'll see on this side who knows what they do about the Christmas story.
The donkeys
were involved. Come on, Liam. Okay. If we had two teams in here, I think this side has edged it on the donkey. All right? There was a man called Simeon. Wasn't he involved, Dom? There was a lady, a prophetess called Anna at the temple. She was involved. What if there were Christmas cards with all these characters on them? Hey? That would be interesting.
It would be.
You are working overtime there. Look at that. Look at that. There might have been a chippy involved who made the manger. It's the same old story. It's the gospel story. It doesn't change. You know, what can I say about today? It's the same old story. The shepherds. Who are the shepherds? Well, in today's society, those shepherds are the pastors that look after their little flocks, wherever those little flocks are, like us New Hope, you know, looking after their sheep. They were involved, and they are still involved today. In every church, in every congregation where you get a little flock, you got a shepherd. And that shepherd is probably on his knees, praying to the Lord, and the Lord is revealing to him about the wise men, about the star, yes, and about the babe born in the manger, and Mary and Joseph, and the struggles that they went through so that the babe could be born. Yes, they're the faithful people. The pastors and the Christians, they believe. They believed in those days and they still believe today. There is nothing new under the sun, people. The world shuts the story out. There's no room for Jesus Christ at the inn. There's no room for him today. There's room for Mr. Snowman. There's room for Mickey Mouse and Spider-Man. There's room for all of those, and they're in the inn having a party. Yes, rocking around the Christmas tree at the party, aren't they? They're all having a party, but our party is tonight. Our celebration is the fact that we believe, don't we, that the Christ child came into the stable, into the manger. She gave birth to him, and he was laid in a manger, and he is food for thought, isn't he? He is our Saviour, our Redeemer. I mean, I'm conclude now. But what I learned, and what I thought about this experience that I've had, it is my testimony. And that is this. Brothers and sisters, the snowman's not going to save you. Mickey Mouse is not going to save you, Jackie. Teddy bears are not going to save you.
It's only Jesus.
Thank you, Liam. I was going to get there. All right? But the snowman and the father, he ain't going to save you. And the thing is, the world doesn't want us to see Jesus. It wants us to see all these other things. But I tell you now, and as I close, he's the only one that can save us. Our dear Lord Jesus Christ. The angels told the shepherds, a saviour is born today. Yes, and that saviour is Christ the Lord. And that's why we're here, isn't it?
Yeah.
We sang our carols, we sang our songs, we sang Holy Night this morning. What a wonderful song to sing. And that's why we're here. It's not because of the snowman, I'm sorry to say that. And Father Christmas and the trees and the robins and all of that. It's about Jesus. And people need to hear it. Next year, I'm going to make my own Christmas cards. That's what I'm going to do. Or I'll buy, I did see something somewhere. But I might make my own and send them out to people. I'll have a little bit more time. If we don't go on another 3-week holiday in Manila just before Christmas, it was worth it. But anyway, God bless you all. And it's about Jesus Christ. He's our Lord. He's our Saviour. He's our Redeemer. So make room for him in your hearts. And if people need to hear it, tell them. Tell them. It's about Jesus. Amen. Jackie, what do we do next?
Good.
Thank you for joining us today. We meet at Grove Hill Community Center at 11:30 p.m. in Hemel Hempstead. God bless you.